y'all can sing too now. Oh, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, bless your heart, y'all. Come on. Oh, Thank you kindly, y'all. Yeah.
Every time you come around, I'm like, ooh, ooh, baby, ooh, ooh, baby. When I see you break it down, I like you do, baby, you do, baby. Papa told me, boy, don't never let down your guard. But when you touch my hand and talk that talk,
I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk.
Wobble.
Wobble in my walk.
Like my head back, been drinking out the bottle. I swallow some strong drink, but really just my motto. She lotto, jackpot, grand prize, champion, franchise, born ready, and she get it right now, on time. Early AM, breakfast after the mayhem. Baby, cause they don't make them like you, I hope that you hate them. Black cross as a virgin, I keep on drinking, they working, I swipe it perfect, go ahead and purchase. Girl, it's on me, yes, my dime, damn if I'm wrong. I like you do, baby, you do, baby. Papa told me, boy, don't never let down your guard. But when you touch my hand and talk that talk,
I got a knock in my knees and a wobble in my walk.
Wobble.
Wobble in my walk.
Satisfaction, my motto. Show me and lead the way, and baby, I'll follow. Promise you ecstasy, long as you're here with me. No promise at all, my love be guaranteed. Cause baby, I'll hit the throttle, make our way to the grotto. Private dancing today, some flavor mention tomorrow. It's all free, cause I agree, you make them weak. Talk about my needs, anything you need, girl. Girl, it's on me, yes, my dime. Damn if I'm wrong, yes, alright. When you go down, down in my mind, do what you want. I like you do, baby, you do, baby. Papa told me, boy, don't never let down your guard. But when you touch my hand and talk that talk,
I got a knock in my knees and a wobble in my walk.
Tease me excited.
can't go away, girl, I'ma need you. Play your games like they might take it to an Ivy League school. Won't get Hall of Fame dick from a minor league dude. I see pussy, other people need food. Only got a little time, man, I ain't trying to spend it. All you in about, who ain't giving who attention. Starting up the engine, need to reboot. I see pussy, other people need food.
It's complicated keeping me up late. Can't concentrate, you're always on my brain. If it's love, then why the fuck come with pain? I just think that's some bullshit. Okay, I seem inviting, trust me, she's a titan. This week she like them, next week they fighting. Need protection, all your dress is bulletproof. You're safe with me, girl. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing.
Yeah. I was I was unsure. Spent too much time trying to seem mature. Took it for granted, I know I took my time. But I've come around and want you to be mine.
Got a little
better now, but I still regret. Might be better. I was a bad guy in the movie. Wasting words. Do you remember how they used to be? On reflection, babe, I won't do the same. I was a bad guy in the movie. It must have been hard to keep your cool when you were hanging out with such a fool. I don't know why you stayed. You must have felt so played. Like we were back in school.
It's all a little
better now, but I still regret. Might be better now, but baby, don't forget. Wasting words. Do you remember how they used to be? On reflection, babe, I won't do. I was a bad guy in the movie. Wasted words. Do you remember how they used to be? On reflection, but won't do the same. I was a bad guy in the movie.
Seconds to virtual bliss amongst faceless machines, overwhelming in intelligence, no longer held. Wafting breeze blowing epiphanies that intrigued one's soul with a greater force held not above, but here on earth. Exasperate gravity in the cold, wet, poorly lit dawning of this queen moon who shies from our deplorable fleeting. Unfortunately, you see, those double-edged blades only work in the folds beyond seasoned remorse of consciousness. A planet inebriated by spirits of youthful lush engagements, forfeiting thoughtful transcriptions of the glory raped, painting walls and canvases to entrance momentous triflings of a wicked harvested monsoon, we bathe them. This pen, plucked from a soaring eagle's wing, soothing panic that once found me, I throwed by it, lost yet fearless in the solar eclipse where I found myself to be the future. Remiss I've become that my shadow only shone the past. We are, after all, just segues on that which has encumbered these byways and footpaths we wearily over-travel through time. In such culminations, we envelope these quirks as reminiscent of diseases that saw mankind near faded, world testaments of the disaster that breathes. These beliefs carry scorn, you whispered out into a starless, empty night, breaking false bravado of truth's ambition. Shivering alone, may one yearn to grab hold of love, blindly kissing virgin cheeks to share privilege with bitter men like I. Rough and cold, and peace.
As the rain fell against my window pane, as she slowly slid down my shaft, she whispered into my ear, "You are my sweetest taboo." We were a forbidden love, we both belonged to others. But the attraction was immediate and too powerful to ignore. I rolled her over and plunged into her wetness, not caring who might hear us. The only other sounds, her soft moans, and the rain falling against the window pane. Just like the raindrops, her love came down. And as she held me tight, she whispered into my ear, "You're my sweetest taboo."
My very existence has resulted in the creation of new struggles previously unheard of in their unabashed disrespect and direct hobbling. My exterior is adorned and festooned in grand, elegant, ratchet fabulosity, eclipsing mere existence with the radiance of pure transcendence. And while I've got you glamored, at my image you clamored. I'm consistently hammered down to the ground under the wheels of the very world that I am keeping spinning by sheer will. I, who can hide the pain of generations under Kinecalon and bling, and I do my damn thing. Oh, yes. And this cage bird can sing. And as I continue to do my thing, that very thing does more than sting. It burns clean through this thing that I do, and where my true soul resides, I am wounded in the dark, and there is no one here to help. What good is even faux wealth when it is broke in my mental health? From whence does my comfort come? What language of prayer will it take? From some acknowledgement that my petition for relief is even heard. So accustomed to tribulation, I don't even ask that you take it all away. If you would just take some. I flung myself prostrate. I prayed to the Lord my soul to take. I don't know how much more I can pray and donate it. I've resisted gossip, and I've even been nice to people I hated. I've meditated and mediated. I've humbled myself inside out. Lord, I've given it to you, and it won't stay given. It feels like the more I pray, the worse it gets. You said, when there was only one set of footprints, you were carrying me, but those are my chucks. Are you even there? From whence does my comfort come? This ache is too deep to rub. This absence of light. Have I forgotten the touch of your grace with all this struggle in my face? I have been crippled emotionally by the weight of everything coming in on me at once and not knowing how not to hold it all up. Everything that is right in my life feels fragile and dependent on whether I can be perfect. This Beckyfied, delicate condition to my otherwise bulletproof existence both confuses and enrages me. Somewhere in a place where I once believed you had my back, I don't know if you have my back. Can you hear me? From whence does my comfort come? I have at times not allowed myself to envision better. I was beyond the ability to try one more thing that would prove to be not enough. My heart showed me signs that it could not take it. But I had no point of reference for surrender. I am not water, you see. I am earth, and I stand. What possible foothold can love make when I am unmovable, unbreakable, unshakable, every kind of way able, just not able to trust that someone else, anyone else, no one else, will take this mission of my survival as seriously as I do? From whence did my comfort come? What collateral damage will I allow in order to get a better grip, a more firm grasp, a second to rest my back before the next mental attack? What can I let fall to save the rest of my all? What I have to offer is a drop in credit rating, a spike in blood pressure, a share of what I don't even want. I have no right to even think someone could want to help me. I wonder if I would even recognize my salvation working behind the scenes to ease my burden. Would I allow the one who could help me work it out? Fix what she could and let the rest sort it out? Would I know the hands that moved in my favor and the mind that rested enough to let the answers come? Would I know where all of this grace-filled action comes from? If she was staring at me from a dirty mirror? If she called to me, would I hear her? If she calmly waited until I could truly see her, would I allow myself to truly be her? From hence, my comfort comes. And that's that piece.
That concludes round one. And now, a music break. You are listening to Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Thank you. than you. Now what I'm gonna do is hold it right here on hot ice. Mister, can you pay the price of the postage due? It was yesterday, baby. Well, it ought to be done right tonight. Oh, it was okay yesterday, baby. It ought to be just right tonight. What I got is called a good stuff. Babe, have you got a good appetite?
She could say in her voice, in a way, that she loved me. With her eyes, with a smile, with a belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ the sailor. I got a feature song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's just handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my budget.
Got
me
slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday care. Slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy. Come on in the south, 'cause it's gonna rain. Rain down Zion, it's gonna rain. You better come on in the south, 'cause it's gonna rain. Rain down Zion, it's gonna rain.
I came to church for this. the candy, your performance is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday if I don't tweak to miss you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. Came to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a stick. You smell like light gas, water, electricity rent. You sound like white and gas was quiet, got so tired. Singing phrases daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream, catch a dream, sing, sing, catch it. Matter of fact, I haven't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to jail.
Better come on in the south.
I don't have time to linger in one emotion for too long. Happy, sad, upset, reminiscent, or just pure tears of joy. There are so many moving parts, and I fear if I sink too much emotion into one thing, I'll become lost. So many things depend on me to be this statuesque figure, burned into the minds of everyone I meet. To be that thing, that substance, that inspiration that might be growth inside of them. So I cry inside. Yes, I cry inside. Filling up wells of bottomless remorse for people that just tried to hang on too long. It's not you. It's definitely me. I've never learned how to attach. I've always been bounced from one situation to another before my synapses could fully adapt and take heed to the environment and understand that they were real. So I smile. Yes, I smile. Because in that crooked grin, I give you every emotion I wish I could say out loud. My fear, my pain, my joy, my loss, my love, and every emotion that's encapsulated the growth of me in those few pearly whites. So I don't cry in front of people, but if you saw my tears, you are blessed and cursed, because those few, yes, those few precious moments of vulnerable insecurity are something I don't show the world. That is the ultimate form of trust I can give. Not laughs, jokes, stoic nature, or the ability to connect with you, yes, you, on a deeper level, even in just a few moments. But the liquid, yes, the liquid that drips from my face when the wells overflow, and I just need a moment. Thank you for this moment, and peace.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Like the Temptations used to say, oh, how I wish that it would rain. I wouldn't feel the heartache. I couldn't feel the pain. We don't love each other anymore. We don't support
each other anymore. We don't respect each other anymore. We just don't care anymore. At least in the rain, you couldn't see the tears in my eyes radiating from the pain in my soul. Now we face something we've never seen before. Instead of coming together, we've scattered apart. Marcus Garvey once said, "The black skin is not a badge of shame, but rather a glorious symbol of national greatness." Maybe one day we'll act like it. In peace.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
The interlude. There was a full moon that cast everything in silhouette, so as to highlight the lit carpet that stretched out before us. From the pier, we sat looking at the midnight curtain hanging down into the waters as the reflective lights seemed to twinkle on the motion of the waves like notes on sheet music. The air had a velvety mist that made your skin tone feel silky as we watched the waves rise, then thrusting into an explosion against the jetty, giving way to a foamy froth. Us coming together like this was like following the instructions on a Kool-Aid pack. I had the flavor. You brought the sugar, then add water. The space between us almost feels fiery. Maybe we should have brought some ice. Could this be a picnic? As a comfortable thought of a furry kiwi center seemed to make my jeans feel too tight. But what made the night complete was when you asked me about Sir Lawrence.
We are on the eve of a reprieve. Some yet to grieve and be grieved. We've not yet forgotten the sad song. Pale gauze fingers catch the breeze and massage their way across a darkening bay. And dreams are flagging the rising moon. We shun the pull of the crowd, and yet we also yearn to work it. Yes, we crave the closed circuit. The spontaneous bond of hospitality, burning cedar and beach bum gourmet, dust the sands and human aromas and human beings respond. Still the necessary distance, but grateful. Songs were sang and times were recalled. The embers called us to the world in a stolen dervish to the heavens. Portions brought were taken, for none could be shared. We drank honey wine to the now rising sun, sang a prayer of thanks for healing congregation, random devotions, and organic grace. And that's that piece.
spoken truth. Mom, sometimes when I'm just getting up and life is a little bit foggy, I can remember, yes, remember the perfume you wore. If I concentrate hard enough, I can see a smile looking down on me, telling me everything's going to be okay. When the nights are cold and I feel alone, I can just imagine the kisses you left on my cheek. But I don't remember your voice anymore. I can't remember how it gave me strength as a child. I've heard so many voices and so many sounds that pierce different parts of me. Even though I've only heard them once, it's like a memory I can't hold on to. Those 5 seconds where you're so immersed in your dream, and then it's gone. Before you could even say it out loud, this memory that was so vivid, complex, and filled with life is now a scattered screen of fragmented pixels, just daring you to find a pattern. Sadly, I've become numb to the outside sources. They just don't fit the pitch I'm looking for. Even though I know that sound can never be repeated, still remember your face. The favorite food you loved, the artist you would blast loudly as you rapidly cleaned the house. I could even remember your nickname for me. But the vibration in which you spoke escapes me. I still carry your picture. It has never left my side, reminding me that no matter where I go, I will always have a piece of you. A recorded piece of history of the woman that gave me life, which I shall keep with me until the day that I die. And every time my heart feels like giving up, I can look at my wallet or the most valuable piece of parchment I own as a picture of you and me. Love you, Mom. Miss you, Mom. It's not poetry. It's the thoughts in my head I share with the people who care. And peace.
I lay here just an outline of my former self. People walk around me wondering why. Why was he killed? What was the reason? I used to be a vibrant young man, living my best life, doing no one but me, until he took my life away from me. Took it away from my family. Pain of the bullet slammed into me. I fell to the ground, tears streaming. Mama, I'm so sorry. Mama, I'm so sorry. The last thing I heard on this earth was, he didn't have a gun? Put this one right here. Call it in. My essence is now contained within this outline. All that is left is my soul to return home. No longer a man, a human being, just a piece of chalk on the road. Peace.
I still remember my first experience with this phenomenon. Even though this has plagued the minds of psychologists since the study of psychology, it's a soliloquy of sorts, as the only one who knows are the acting participants. It was a Saturday night, and the mood was right. We pulled into the valet curtain. I was feeling mighty good, like the upper half of a million. She stuck her leg out and her toe touched the earth. And three more attendants rushed over like no one else was there. I was double-checking with my reflection when I could have sworn the whole edifice leaned towards her as we made our way to the door. Coming off the escalator as she hooked her arm with mine, we shared a look of what we were going to do once this night was through. We stepped into the ballroom, and that's when it struck. All of 5 seconds for me not to know my date anymore. Part one, Sir Lawrence.
His fingers knew my keys. He kept his head between my knees. He seemed to be easy to please, but was more concerned with pleasing me. He placed me high on the piano, my bassline soul singing soprano. He played the songs he knew I loved, like some old lamp he started to rub. And like brand new, I shined right up. Hand on full like a solo cup. Of those rendezvous I never get enough. His song crescendos and my soul still craves more. And we've still got clothes on. We're gonna need to make another trip to the store. Provisions are needed, alarms no longer heeded. Feeling kind of greedy and but not the least bit needy. Rolling with you, Kundalini. You have many notes still left to play. My melody is on parade, whether spicy samba or serenade. Upon this piano, I'm your number one fan. In fact, I'm the promoter, the venue, and the band. I'd give you an ovation, but you won't let me stand. Tasting your lips like a brand new flavor, half fast enjoying having myself to savor. Loving our flow line, our never letting go line. Fine wine better with time, and enough of this rhyme. Let's dine. Musically motivated, emotionally moved, I am your piano, and you, and that is that piece.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Spoken true. Thinner skin. I am tired of falling in love. Yes, I am tired of falling in love. I just want someone I can trust. Someone that is not going to instantly look at me and find a way to deceive me or cure the scars that someone else has left upon their heart. I've fallen down too many cracks and crevices, tripped over too many dark spaces and places that tried to keep the light from my heart. It's just understanding that I need the time and patience it takes to learn our individual needs. Give up the damage, yes, the damage we incurred from bad gardeners who pruned us to fit their specific needs. But I really am tired of falling. It's like I've been on a downward turn of epic proportions, spiraling through relationship after relationship, trying to find some specific seed. Trying to heal, yes, heal what I felt was missing from within me. Trying to cover up those specific flaws other people saw and pointed out with deadly accuracy. Now I'm just here floating, not even attempting to reach out to the branches that say they may want to save me. Blissfully hitting terminal velocity as I escape the path of all, yes, all those that did not deserve me. Free floating as I fall into the edges of my inner soul, waiting on the foundation that will never let me go. Someone that will hold me so tight that the pieces of this war-torn, beaten, bruised, lied to, manipulated, and taken, yes, taken for granted heart will beat like it used to. I can no longer spare any funds on malignant beings, only wanting to take trips, fall in lust, argue, yes, argue about life. And remind me, yes, remind me of why I left my ex in peace.
Come here today. The preacher's speaking, but I haven't heard a word he said. I'm just staring at your coffin and wondering why. Why did it have to be you? In the wrong place at the wrong time. Even though you did nothing wrong, you fit the description. Young and black. They said you had a gun that you tried to shoot at them, but no gun was ever found. Nothing but your cell phone. With your little girl on the line. Rest in peace, homie. At least you're in a better place. Your little girl will be taken care of. This I swear, homie.
The fourth dimension. Inasmuch as my thoughts forming into words, spinning from my mind onto this page, knowing our neocortex allows the ability to have feelings about our feelings. The density of what I feel can only be truly encompassed when words become three-dimensional. Because taking what my mind has wrapped around and converting it to a flat line is almost like reducing the feeling derived from the thought that created it. When I look at you, I can see you three-dimensionally. But in my mind, I can see you in ways that I can only see through my mind's eye. Is the fourth dimension, where time and space take place through describing a visual experience with you while being with you. The intensity is so strong it transports what I see in my mind into the fourth dimension. Like holding you and telling you how it feels as our bodies fuse as one. Like kissing you and the feeling of weak knees becomes weightlessness. Like when our passion runs deep while describing the feeling of climbing all the way inside you. Or in the midst of total ecstasy, together being teleported into the fourth dimension.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, April 11, 2019. The world spins around me with a gangsta lean. Frenemies both felt and seen. Familiar faces rep unacknowledged sets. No respect sets that bring no rest for the already restless. Reckless regrets begin to set, and no one is left unscathed as the bloodbath gets bathed. But then that is obvious to those who with their pens followed this bouncing reality of what can and should be in the family. Whether judge or cosmic compass, whether you read them or confess, they worry how your scars will manifest. Process mourn, speak less, bruised into silence in the face of ruling chaos. Is this what truth costs? Opinions spewing storied stew, mixing poetry into a strange brew. Once distilled, what comes through is true. Consumed by many, ingested by few. Grill tincture, caution. Contents highly volatile. Close examination could be down to the follicle. Every pore of you reviewed for view. Do be you and be you cool with it, even if you're a fool with it. Entangled pin, mic cords interwoven. Tell me while you show it. Light the way, poet. Tongues, once silenced, spring to life. Quicksilvered yet aflame, both spitting truth and shaming shame. Some still, just for the Facebook fame. Shooting their best, just the same. Solutions and actions, adjectives and verb spins. The job of the griot never ends. As with all proper gumbo, many different things used to make it just so. Many argue contents like rice, adding it just to be nice. It's a tough thing to hear, but that's exactly why we're here. If the truth is going to hurt, and we know it, isn't it our job to bring it, poet? And that's that piece.
I'm searching for my salvation. Oh. Rearrange the hate of society. It swept me on my feet.
they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip, because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to their dude's passing. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. From my breath, cautioning me of pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch as my weight begins to fall like thin timber. With the egg of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heed tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter, my words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home. Brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno. But yet and still I give thanks, because tonight is cereal for dinner. Let's go.
Innocent. This goes out to that impossible child, the one we have all forgotten since we became adults. That innocent part that still remains somewhere, that would never let any odds defeat it. The young person who believed that all odds could be accomplished if they imagined and believed it so. Who didn't care what obstacles faced them, because it was all a journey of excitement before they were tainted by the reality of doubt and people that lost their excitement. This one goes out to that small part of you that I know, I believe, must exist for every pull and twist, bend and break that life tries to throw at you. You have succeeded in making something of yourself that does exist. And even though this world is not meant for the innocent, you should never forget we were all children once, just trying to live a little bit in peace.
I don't mean to be rude. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. Why can I not be accepted or even respected around my own folks, our own nation? But when I say I want to switch genders or change my occupation of social denomination, then they want to say they cool with me. Not saying I ever would do that, but I'm like, man, why do you really want to fool with thee? Why don't people even like each other anymore? Why can, when I say it outside, why when I put my hand, pump it in the air and yell out black pride, why do people get upset when I speak? But when I see something that's mamby-pamby and candy-crushy, then that's the eardrums they want me to peek, but I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of all of these years and all of these tears that I have shed. So many different problems and situations that were going in my head. People trying to shut me up and cut me up like banana nut bread. And now I'm like, man, should I be one of those another statistics that's laying flat on the concrete, victim of massive amounts of bloodshed? But I say, why get mad with my black pride? I ain't got to be a Black Panther to be full of black pride. I understand my ancestors. That's why I'm full of black pride. And you talk about all of these different things about how can you say that you are God or even a king. I said that God even said it best. He said we were made in his image. So I had to get up on this track and field. I mean, I got ready for this football scrimmage. So when he told me that I was a son of a king, I knew that I'd be in it. So my mind had to reverse all of the psychological damage it had. And it had to re-spin it. I'm a king. But not because I want to be the king of all crowns or crowns of all kings. It's just that I know he's the master and ruler and controller of all things, but he gave me these abilities. He gave me the way to speak. And the way that I speak at times makes knees type of weak, but he showed me how to be proud of me. He showed me that every time that I look at the mirror again and again, even though my mind and heart sometimes is draped up in sin, he said, look at the sun and get energized by the melanin. And he said, you're still one of mine. You're still one of mine, my kin. So I said, black pride. Black pride, black power, whatever you want to call it, red, black, and green, whatever you want to call it. I would say it when I'm drinking this water until I'm staggering back like an alcoholic, I got black pride. So since I'm pro-black, you call me racist. Well, I guess I could flip the whole stage and start changing faces because when you're racist, you call it justice. I ain't racist against none of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with me, but since all of us are still same black people, I don't understand why people don't want to fool with me. See, I love when truth starts to envelop somebody's mind and soul, and it changes the direction of how they used to roll. But you looking at me funny because now I spit bold, now that I talk cold, now that I'm like, whoa, now that my beard is ready and salt and pepperish and ready to grow, people look at me funny, but I don't even know. I'm just full of black pride. Why aren't you, my brothers and sisters, in EAT, Matrix Black?
I am not your doormat, nothing for you to step on. I am the epitome of a king, the provider for my queen. I am not a slave. Those days are long gone. Go back where you came from. Really? One thing you should remember, we are not our ancestors. I am not a remnant of a bygone era. Yes, sir, no, sir, no longer exists. Even though you want to make America great again, it won't come at my expense. I will not forget my past. You should let it go. Not. Do you tell that to the Jews or the Japanese? Then why do you tell me? I do not want 40 acres and a mule. For what? To grow and pick cotton again? To live in substandard conditions again? Wait, some of us do that now. Flint, Michigan, anyone? Can they get a glass of water? I cannot, shall not, and will not let the state of this country dictate my life. I will continue to fight the good fight. By any means necessary. In peace.
Last call. One day they will look back. Ola Deji, some will say. The hipsters will say Mama O and quote from one of her books. Everyone who is anyone will have worn dog-eared will have a worn dog-eared copy of her first book in a place of importance. They will have retro BPC Portuguese t-shirts and head wraps. They will have earrings made with gum wrappers and the remnants of eternally recyclable shopping bags. Their earrings are that knockoff in that Ola Deji did not make them. Natural fiber was no longer a thing in this world. They will climb into their hovercraft and fly away. They will overlap the parts of her history that are not documented by social media, such as it is. The rest will grow in legendary status. Mama Ola Deji and the Underground Railroad. Or that time she started a woman's march to Washington and was arrested for claiming a president whose name is stripped from history had no clothes on. Meanwhile, a black girl will gather the fungus that grows under everything. And she won't know how she knows, but she will know that they are natural and edible. She will know that to eat them is secret from the much larger world and is to pass an ancient knowing thing. She will find something unfamiliar and green growing where nothing has or should be having the audacity to live. She will know Ola Deji, and that's that piece.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.